Economic aftermath at tail end of COVID pandemic. To begin with, here are some key takeaways. May 2021 and May 2020 share similarities with reopenings. Manufacturing struggles to keep up with demand, bonds rally for the second month as Fed provides view on inflation, international equities outperform the U.S., and commodities rally but Bitcoin stumbles. In a month where nearly 90% of the U.S. fully reopened, Americans can draw similarities to last year when the world reopened at a very limited capacity. Now states are allowing businesses to open up 100% with no more mask mandates, and nearly half of Americans have already received their first dose of the vaccine. As we reach the end of the pandemic, pent-up demand has caused GDP to surge. We think it is important to acknowledge the COVID aftermath effects in economic data during May and review asset performance entering into the next phase of the economic cycle. In manufacturing, pent-up demand has led to one of the highest backlogs of orders, the lowest inventories, and high delivery times. With consumers, confidence remains steady and personal savings rate is more than 10%. If we look at inflation, inflation levels jumped while core consumer prices rose at the fastest pace since 1981. However, commodity pressures show signs of easing as lumber prices drop more than 20%. In housing, there have been surges in home prices, high material costs, and record low inventories that have pressured housing sales. Existing, new, and pending sales all dropped for the month. If we take a look at fixed income, the Fed has reiterated that inflation right now is temporary. There is no indication of bond purchases easing, and mixed economic data drove Bloomberg Barclays Aggregate Index higher for the second month in a row. International bonds currently lead and have outperformed fixed income in the U.S. Long-term bonds have also outperformed short-term for the second month in a row. In addition, there was a slight change in Treasury yields. A positive credit environment helped investment-grade rally and surpassed high yield for the second month. In global equities, a strong eagerness for risk rallied as COVID restrictions relaxed. International equities have bounced back and outperformed the U.S. S&P 500 for the first time in 4 months. Countries in Western Europe have led in gains in developed markets as they open up to welcome tourists and improve their vaccine distribution. Countries in Western Europe lead in gains in developed markets as they open up to welcome tourists and improve their vaccine distribution. Asia fell behind because global technology weakened on shortages and valuations. In May, the value rotation returned and value exceeded growth in all three market cap levels. Small cap value led the U.S. in gains. And our last point, in May, commodities rallied, but Bitcoin plummeted 40% due to threats of regulation and speculators were deterred by the volatility of it, whereas gold had the fastest monthly gain in just 10 months.